you're Sanford Clark. We find you out in the gardens today. What's happening?
So I haven't been in the Lancaster House thing today. I've been out in the garden at the garden party, and I've been at the WOW, the Wipe Out Waste Dragon's Den event, which had a whole lot of children from schools around the UK presenting their ideas to a team of scary dragons on how they can wipe out waste and encourage and spread the word for tackling things like recycling or reducing the amount of waste or doing creative things with waste or finding ways of contacting manufacturers of things to pressurise them into doing things in a more eco-friendly way. It's been really impressive.
So what ideas came out today?
There were a number of ideas. One of them was taking composted waste from the school kitchens, putting it into a composter, and then getting old rubber tyres from QuickFit and filling those with the compost, then growing herbs and vegetables, which would then be fed back into the kitchen. So it ticks a whole load of boxes on environmentally friendly, sustainable ways of doing things. One of the coolest things I've seen was the winner of last year's award, which was, you know, if you use a pencil, you use the first half of it, then it gets too short and you can't hold the little stub. Well, they invented this little plastic tube that you stick the stub of the pencil into, which gives you the full life of the rest of the pencil. So essentially you're doubling the life of the pencil. And that was last year's winner, and they were giving away prototypes, which they're now going to take into production of the idea. So this is just something you can genuinely, you know, double the life of a pencil. And of course, schools get through zillions of pencils in a year, so it's really impressive.
Do you get to speak to any of the children? Do you think they'll go on to be master inventors like you?
Well, I hope so. I think the coolest thing is that people have been inspired to think about how they tackle climate change and waste and so on. And just by thinking about it, it means you're solving the problems of the world around us and start making a difference, you know, the whole purpose of START conference. So, yep, hopefully some of those people will be inspired to become scientists and go on to be master inventors.
Great. So have you headhunted anyone today?
No, I've got my eyes open though.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thanks, pleasure.